Tipton FM at 107.8. Andrew Stewart with you, 2:32. It's a bit of Justin Bieber one time there. Saturday Sport, I'm bringing you all the latest sport, local community news and information throughout the afternoon, right up until 6 o'clock today. Chelsea are currently beating Man United in the Premier League 2-1. The rest of the games kick off at about 3 o'clock. We'll have all the local sport and local information for you as well. But we're going to start off right now on Tidno FM talking about a project which you yourselves can get involved with and help a national, well, even worldwide, worldwide attempt at getting photos at a certain time. Joining me on the phone is Karen from the 4am Project. Karen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And how are you today then?
I'm very well and very, very busy in the build-up to 4am and the 4am Project.
Yeah, because it's called the 4am Project. Now, there's an obvious reason for this. Why is it?
Well, it's a global photographic project and it aims to capture a view of the world at 4am, you know, the often unseen time of day when most of us are asleep.
Yeah, well, you say most of us are normally asleep at that time of day because obviously if people are going out for a few drinks in the evening, then the bars usually close at about 2-3 o'clock. So it's a time which nobody really sees. Just what was the inspiration, though, for having photos taken at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, it started a couple of years ago when I was coming back from a night out and driving through Birmingham city centre from one side to the other, and it just struck me, it was about 4 o'clock, and it struck me how just deserted the streets were, how empty the roads were, and it was such an unusual sight. For the city, you know, it's the UK's second largest city and it's very rare to see it like that. And then I just started going out and taking pictures of the city at that time between 4 and 5. I started blogging about it, writing about it, people liked the idea, and then the 4am Project was born. I wanted to get other people involved.
And you certainly did. It was this time last year which you had the first project, didn't you?
The 4am Project's it's its first birthday this April, well, tomorrow. And, it started a year ago, and it's really taken off so far. Over 25 countries have taken part. There's been over 2,300 images submitted that have been taken by participants. And so this year, it's looking like it's set to grow even more.
Yeah, because you've had a lot of interest in the project this year, looking at the people all over the world who are interested in going out and exploring their hometowns at whenever 4am is for them.
Yeah, that's right. I use social media a lot. So I have a website, a blog, and use Twitter a lot as well to keep in touch with people. And this year has, it's an example of how the project has grown, is that people are interested and meeting up offline for the event tomorrow at 4am to take part with other participants in their towns and cities. So they're asking me, you know, is anybody taking photographs in Dublin, in Portugal, in Toronto, all over the world, Hawaii, India as well. Hopefully people will be able to